Okay. This week is Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bamidbar is the Parsha always laid before Shavuos, Kabbalat HaTorah. And there are many reasons that for this. But let's look at Parshas Bamidbar first, B'Torah Sasma. It's a very strange Parsha. Parshas Bamidbar is a counting of Klal Yisrael. And the question is, what really is the necessity to count them? After all, it's a year since they were counted for the Adonim. And once they were counted for the Adonim, so why do we have to count them again? Number one question. Ramban, in the name of the Medrash, raises a wholly different problem. The whole different problem they raise, if you look at the numbers now, and the numbers at, and they counted for the Adonim, so we have the exact same numbers. Now, that's not possible. You have such a large tzibur over an entire year. The entire tzibur over an entire year, no one died, no one was born. The exact number of people die with the exact number of people born. That B'chol makes no sense. You have a whole tzibur that's growing, and how is it possible that you have the exact same numbers now that you had then? That's the second weird problem. Third problem is that there's a very interesting word here, the altsava. Tzva, the army. Why is it tzva? Take a look in the tziv. Of all the pshatim that I know, the most reasonable is the tziv. You have Klal Yisrael beginning to move. You had a number of stages. Stage one, Kabbalah HaTorah. And they had Egel Atzov. They built the Mishkan. The Mishkan is built. Everything is functioning. And now they have to get ready to move on to Eretz Yisrael. Now they could be moving to Eretz Yisrael. And they have to go through this incredible midbar, total desolation, and with an entire population. And acquired an unbelievable Hashras Hashchina. And the Hashras Hashchina that was necessary. And Chazal say, you need a certain minimum amount of people for Hashras Hashchina. Now that's also very strange. We find other places Hashras Hashchina with a different number. So what's that number so important? And Siv gives a very penetrating answer. It depends on their entire mentality, why it is they're moving and how it is that they're moving. They could be, we were slaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, we're going to a free land. We're going to get our place. It's our land. We're going to be able to set ourselves up as free people. And so, if that is going to be their attitude, there's no justification for Hashras Hashchina. There's no justification for at all the nisim that are going to happen and protect them throughout the midbar. But if we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, and we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army, and he is our melech, and he is leading us, and we're doing his, and he is taking us to be his people in his land, and he's giving us his land because he is our melech, and we're just a military camp. And that military camp is acting and functioning in the structure as a military camp functions. Now, what is the minimum number of people? That was Nikvet the Adonim. That was Nikvet the Adonim. Exactly how many people are necessary for the Hashras Hashchina to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's military camp. And when someone would die, So not that we're just counting population. They would be replaced by someone else who's coming in to join Kadosh Baruch Hu's military camp. Not everyone who passed age 20. That's why it had to be past age 20, the males past age 20. That's the military age. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's military camp, marching in military formation, camping in military formation, with some other people joining you. And not everyone who went from 20 up, it's an amazing thing. The number of people who died are the number of people who moved from age 19 past 20 in this amount of time. The thing makes no sense. No, says Ernst, that's not what happened. Any person who died, there was a choice among those people who was going to replace him. To be part of those people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's military camp that demanded and justified the Hashras Hashchina for all the Nisan that happened to everybody. That changes the entire mentality of Klal Yisrael. That's why, in order to assemble Klal Yisrael, they blew in the Chatzotzos. And Chatzotzos were not just horns. Chatzotzos had two other functions. Chatzotzos had, in case in the future there's going to be a war, Chatzotzos are summoning an army to come out to war. Now, here is Klal Yisrael, is an army on the way, functioning as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army on the way to Eretz Yisrael to reclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. And that is the mentality and that is the purpose. There's another purpose of the Chatzotzos. The other purpose of the Chatzotzos, Chatzotzos were there. Chatzotzos called Shofar Eliyos Nach Hashem, that Shevach to the HaKadosh Baruch. When the Levim sang Shira in the Beis HaMikdash and the Korban, there were Chatzotzos. So what was the way they summoned a military camp? Because even later on, in times of war, what do we say? It wasn't just some military camp. No, it was something else entirely. What was it? Ki Hashem Elokeichem lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishalech bekerev machanecho. It is, they went out to war, there was an Aron Kodesh, there was a Meshuach Melchama, there was a whole situation. So we're not just the people fighting. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's military fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's battles, and he is fighting with us. We represent him in this battle. When Moshe Rabbeinu was standing Barosh Ahar at Yoshua, he lifted up his hands. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, what did Moshe? Ella, calls man Yisrael, mistakum kabe mal, mishtam levim, levim shemayim. If you're going into war, understanding we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, we're fighting his battle, and we represent him in this world, then he's part of the battle. And that is on their trip to Eretz Yisrael now. That's why exactly at this point, there had to be a new count. Why? Exactly at this point, what's happening? The move to Eretz Yisrael is happening. They've built the Mishkan. There's Hashras Hashchina of the Mishkan. There's another type of Hashras Hashchina that's necessary for a military camp. And they're moving. And it's going to be very, very quick. They're going to be in Eretz Yisrael very shortly. Had the Chet HaMeragmon, what happened, it would have been very, very quick. But it didn't happen. But that's what they're preparing for. That's why the count was. And here, that's another very, very key part. The Medrash said, why is it Davka Vayisyaldo Mishpacholsom Levesavosa? Because, you know, everyone said there's a group of slaves. Who did these women had every opportunity to get favors from their Egyptian taskmasters by being Mazana? Who says it? It's these people's, these men's children. So that's why, as I mentioned last week, you needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be made by Yisyaldo Mishpachot Sonovei Savos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept in Yonet Snias, and there's only one instance that's in Parsha Zemo of this woman who was Mazana. Otherwise, totally pure. Then, of course, since it is a military camp, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the way to conquer Eretz Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to settle his people there, so Shevet Levi is not part of it. Shevet Levi is never part of any military. It's a separate type of army. It's an army of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why would Shevet Levi Zolch? Obviously, in Mitzrayim, they were the ones who kept learning Torah. They never involved themselves in it. And at her, and at the Eagle, they were the only ones who never, and no one worshipped, not a single member of Shevet Levi worshipped the Eagle Azov. That's why they become the ones to be a different type of army. The army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in there, and they have their own, it's a different type of army. It's an army taking care of the Mishkan, a different task, not conquering Eretz Yisrael. Then all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces the Degolim. The Degolim, and the Medrash talks about the Degolim, the day they gave the Degolim was a day like Matan Torah. What is a Degel? Each Shevet had a Degel. There was an insignia on each Degel. So, in the end, and there's something also very interesting. They were arranged around the Mishkan. And there were three, there was the Mishkan in the middle with Moshe Rabbeinu, around that was Shevet Levi, and around that was the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor. And each one of the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor had a flag, a dagger, with an insignia. What did the insignia represent? A flag represents a nation. And you put something that represents what that nation about. The Yud Beis Shiftei Kor, each one is a different derech and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah. This Torah can be observed in countless different ways. Tariag mitzvahs can be observed in so many different ways to observe the Torah. Of course, we all have Tariag mitzvahs, and we can use the Tariag mitzvahs, and we all have the same Tariag mitzvahs. But those same Tariag mitzvahs that we have, each person can emphasize this and emphasize that. And it's a whole different avodah. Now, what happened on the day that the Golem were given? Each Shevet was given a very specific derech in his avodah HaKadosh Baruch. That was a day of tremendous simcha. And that was a day of unbelievable simcha. Because on that day, a lot of the confusion separated. Okay, Shevet Zvulun. No, this is your derech avoda. Shevet Yisachar, no, this is your derech avoda. Reuven, this is your derech avoda. This is Yehuda. This is Binyamin. Each had his derech avoda. And the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, the brachas of Yaakov, were both around the derech avoda of each Shevet. Now, there's another very interesting thing, that they're all around, equidistant from the center. You have a Mishkan in its middle. You have in the inner circle Shevet Levi, and around that all the Shvatim. What does it tell us? Now, Reuven couldn't move to Shimon. Shimon couldn't move to Yehuda, because Reuven had his Derech Avodah. Shimon has his Derech Avodah. Yehuda has Derech Avodah. And they're all equidistant. The Gemara that says, Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lotzid Lovo, is Mambias Hagova. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a mochol, a circle around, and he's going to sit in the middle. And all the tzaddikim all around that circle and said, Zeh Hashem Kivino Lo, Zeh Hashem Kivino Lo, Nagila V'Nisim Chobishu Asa. What are Chazal trying to tell us? The different types of tzaddikim in this world. There's a tzaddik who's a tzaddik for this reason, a tzaddik for that reason. What is a circle? Circles, everything is equidistant from the center. Everyone can say, I'm a tzaddik in here, that's more important. I'm a tzaddik in here, that's more important. I'm a tzaddik here, that's more important. And the answer is, Allah said, love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle. And everyone see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the center, everyone's going to realize he's there, all equidistant from the center. And they're going to say, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, Zeh Nagila v'nisham v'bishuas. And that idea is a very central idea for Kabbalah. Parshas Bamidbar is always the parsha that prepares us for Kabbalah Sattva. Why? Because there was a Shevet Reuven. Shevet Reuven was Makabal the Torah with the Avodah of Shevet Reuven. Shevet Shimon was Makabal the Torah of Shevet Shimon. And they were all around the circle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's another thing. That's the unbelievable part of this whole arrangement. That in Kabbalah Satorah, if Reuven had a tafkid, he couldn't do Shimon's tafkid. If Shimon had a tafkid, he couldn't do Yehuda's tafkid. Each one is necessary. You can't have a Klal Yisrael, everyone doing the same tafkid. So there are 12 separate tafkidim. And more than that. And that began all the way back when Yaakov gave his brachas. What do we say? Medrash tells us that the way the Yud Beit Shiftei Kor were surrounded Yaakov's mito when Yaakov was nifter, and the way they were structured themselves, and as they carried Yaakov's aron all the way to Eretz Yisrael, that was the same structure they had in the midbar all the shvat. That means each shevet had his tafkid, and later on, when each shevet was a large shevet, and there was a degel identifying it, Yaakov Avinu had already identified it. What Binyamin was, what Yosef was, what everyone was, but he had already done that. But because of that, no one can move. It's a very well structured thing, like a military camp. You have the Air Force, you have the tank corps. You have this court, and that's Klal Yisrael as a nation. They have to view themselves like a military camp, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's military camp, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, fighting his battles, and whatever we do, we're representing him in this world. That's why the word Sivach. There's only one exception to the whole thing. Well, you couldn't move from Reuven to Shimon, or Shimon to Yehuda. Rambam, that's the unbelievable Rambam, that you could always move into become part of Shevet Levi. Lo Shevet Levi Levad, O Kol Echo V'Echo Mikol Boi Ha'olam. Every human being can decide, I want to be Kula Kadosh. Every human being has that option of moving inside the circle. If you're on the rim of the circle, on the circumference of the circle, if you're on that circumference of the circle, so then, you can't move, because what's the point of moving? You're all equidistant from the center. And being equidistant from the center, you don't increase your advantage b'chol. Except. You always have the option of moving closer into the circle, closer into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being Kula Kodesh. That you always have the option. And because you always have that option. So therefore, go shave a label. And that's Kabbalah Satorah. That this is the parasha before Kabbalah Satorah. Yes, before Kabbalah Satorah, you said we had to read Brochas and Klamas. We had to read the absolute demand of what it is that Kabbalah's mitzvah is about. But on Shavuos, as we're preparing for Kabbalah's, And Shavua says that preparation happens for Kabbalah Sefer. So then we have to stop and say, okay, what is my avoda? What's the nature of my avoda? What am I mekabel upon myself? And the answer is the 12 different drachim. The Ari HaKadosh said something very interesting. The Nosekel and the Shulchan Aruch quoted that each Shevet had his own tefillah, representing his derech avoda. And then, of course, in the inside of Shevet Levi, that anyone can join. Now, there's something interesting. There's a Shevet Yisachar and Shevet Levi. Shevet Yisachar and Shevet Levi are both Shvatim dedicated to Limud HaTorah. And that is what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and he promised us, because Yisachar Chamagor and Ra'oetz Ben Mishpasayim. Vayar Menucho Kitov Esoretz Kinyan. Vayet Shichmo Lisbo. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him a very fertile part of Eretz Yisrael. Very fertile part of Eretz Yisrael. But he said, I want Torah. Fantastic. By Hila Masovim. And he serves Klal Yisrael. Honestly. But somehow he's not in the inner part of Shevet Levi who's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference? It always bothers Talmidim. They always ask me, so why is Shevet Yisachar on the outside? And this is a very big difference between Shevet Levi and Shevet Yisachar. What does that mean? It shows Shevet Yisachar decided, I'm not interested in my fertile land. I'm not interested in all the fertility that goes into my pchelek, where I could be very rich. I just want to learn Torah. But Shevet Levi did something. They didn't stop, say, okay, and therefore let be what will be now. They made a financial deal with Zvulun to take care of them. They guaranteed their own financial security. And that was Shevet Yisachar. Tremendous madrega. But they made that commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Limud HaTorah with a guaranteed income. What was Zvulun Yisachar? Zvulun Yisachar was a shutfus. A shutfus is 50-50. Famous story of Moshe Feinstein. Someone came to Moshe Feinstein and asked him, he wants to make a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement with Moshe Feinstein. And he wants to get Moshe Feinstein to go to Lador, Mas Merotzen. So Moshe was a very, those of us who knew him, had the Zeichus to know, he's a very interesting man, had a very unique sense of humor. He looked at him and said, very good, it's a wonderful idea. But Shutfus is 50-50, you're giving me 50% of your money? And for... And the man was taken aback. He says, I'll give 1% of my money for 1% of your Torah. He said, no. Yisachar Zvulun is 50-50. It's not 50, it's nothing whatsoever. But what does the Rambam say? Shevet Levi did something else. What did Shevet Levi do? Where does Shevet Levi get their parnosa from? They don't have a Zvulun. So what does the Rambam say at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel? Uparak my old Savror, all Cheshbonos Harabim, Asher Bikshalim Rov Ben Heodim. They depended on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give them what they need. Gives them Trumas and Maestras and all the Matnas Kuna Matnas Lavia. They went into it with an absolute, we're going into it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. When you join the army, you don't worry where your breakfast is coming from. You know, the government's going to take care of your breakfast, lunch, and supper. When you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army, and Echanam HaKla Yisrael, because they were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army in the Midbar, didn't have to worry. It was the Mon, there was the Mayim, there was the Ananakavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of it. The king takes care of his army. But Shevet Levi was not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army forever and ever. And they say, who's going to take care of us? The army takes care of us. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I'll take care of him. Baruch Hashem Chelo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. They were willing to be totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because the Rambam says, that's the unique part of Shevet Levi. That's what Shevet Levi overtook Shevet Yisachar. Both decided they just want to learn Torah. But Shevet Yisachar said, I'll do it fine, but I want my guaranteed income. Shevet Levi said, no. If we're dedicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, we're putting ourselves totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. We'll be dependent totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Harry is in this Kaddish Kaddish Kaddish. Yashem Chalko. He's Kaddish Kaddish. Because he's put that Bitochen and Amuni in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's Zohar to be in the inside of the circle. Yisachar also has an option of moving inside. Everyone has the option of moving inside. That means you're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Kabbalah's Torah, yes, the 12 Shvatim are around the circle, each one equidistant. And since you're equidistant, you can't move from one to the other because you're not getting any advantage from Yehuda to Zvulun to Binyamin. There's no advantage there. You're still in the same periphery of the circle, equidistant. So what's the purpose of moving? And an army needs all parts. But if you join Shevet Levi and you move inside the circle, then everything is fine. Okay. In Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zolt to Makabel the Torah in our difficult circumstance and to be Vihi Hashem Chalka.